Our second story takes you to a battlefield in the Middle East. Since Syria's civil war broke out in 2011, we've told you how the U.S. and Russia have gotten involved, in addition to other countries. And while Israel is officially neutral on the conflict, it shares a short border with Syria, and it's keeping close tabs on what happens next door. The Golan Heights is the name of a plateau between the two countries. It's under Israeli government control, and it's one place where Israeli intelligence forces can gather information.
Tonight's mission uses the cover of darkness. Soldiers conceal their faces. We're joining an Israeli unit gathering intelligence on the neighboring civil war. The final orders from the commander, work quickly and quietly, will be tens of meters from Syria. Israel occupied the Golan Heights from Syria in 1967. The two states clashed again 6 years later in a massive tank battle. That was conventional warfare. Today, advanced Israeli units patrol the frontier, watching the regime, rebels, and ISIS on this vast, unconventional battlefield. Earlier in the day, we witnessed such clashes. Automatic gunfire in a nearby Syrian village. Fighting occasionally spills over. Last November, ISIS attacked an Israeli patrol. A tank silenced the terror group's guns. The blazing moon illuminates the countryside and us. Soldiers secure the perimeter before beginning their mission.
We're a few hundred meters from the security fence right now, just behind me. If you listen closely, you can hear dogs barking, vehicles moving around. I'm told you can also hear a tank.
T-55. It's a T-55.
Yes.
A rebel tank idles roughly a kilometer away. The night scope reveals the crew, unaware they're being watched.
This is a small cigarette.
Smoking a last cigarette before bed. We're tracking all of the factions, the battalion commander tells me. We know how to differentiate and separate them. There's a contingency for each threat. Over the past years, intelligence units witnessed attacks, regime movements, and rebels training. One group in particular gets special attention. Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria threatens the state of Israel, the commander says. We are prepared to deal with this enemy. We know their tactics. The unit finishes camouflaging the position. We leave. Their watch has just begun. 1 hour down, 59 to go. Ian Lee, CNN, in the Golan Heights.